Welcome to the Yacht Rock Show with your captain, Eddie Gans, with First Mate Joe Carlisle and Samir at the wheel. And here's your host, Eddie Gans.
Hello, my friends, and welcome aboard the Yacht Rock Show, August 21, 2020. Say hello to Joe Carlisle.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
And say hi to Samia on the wheel.
Hello, Samia on the wheel.
Hey, Samia. So, it's a crazy, crazy month,
go ahead.
Obviously.
What do you mean by that? Other than the obvious?
Exactly.
Okay.
But the good thing is Olivia Newton-John's Magic Xanadu, right?
Oh, the album Xanadu?
Yeah, they're 40 years, bro.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely makes sense.
Anniversary. I think it was August 8th. Crazy.
1980.
Yeah, and I got the extended mix. I never even knew that there was an extended mix.
When did the extended mix happen? Is it on the soundtrack from that time?
From that time.
It is from that time. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty cool.
So I think half that album, half that soundtrack is ELO. It's Jeff Lynne and ELO. And the other half is Olivia Newton-John and with our
John Farrar.
Yeah, the great John Farrar, which we love so much.
I didn't know
we love so much.
I didn't know that John Farrar co-wrote this with Jeff Lynne. Did you know
that's cool. So I didn't know that they actually, I was going to bring it up just so I could read some stuff and cheat a little, but I didn't know that they collaborated. I know that they did, like I said, I saw real quick that the first side of the album when you had sides, does anybody remember that? I guess if you're listening to the Yacht Rock Show, that era stuff, you know what a side is on an LP.
Right.
I think side A was all Olivia Newton-John. I assume that was just all penned by John Farrar, and then Jeff Lynne did side B. But I didn't know they collaborated on some stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they co-wrote this song together. Interesting.
So you're opening with that?
Yeah, well, let's open up with this.
Great.
It's
I want to hear
Magic, the extended mix. Here it is, Olivia Newton-John.
And Wisconsin is a northern star, the brightest light that shines. It's been you, woman, right down the line. I just want to say, this is my way of telling you everything I could never say before.
Hi, this is Robert Lamb.
This is Bill Champlin from Chicago. It's all about the smooth. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show.
You came along and stole my Hi, you guys. I'm Al Jarreau. And you're listening to
the Yacht Rock Radio Show. A nice looking yacht. Let's set sail. We're pulling up the anchor. This is the Yacht Rock Radio Show.
Pontiac! At Pontiac, our luxury cars are designed like our performance cars. From the driver's point of view, behind the wheel of a sporty Grand Prix, elegant Bonneville, or full-size six-passenger Pontiac Parisienne, you get room and comfort, as well as balanced performance. You get a car that looks good and feels good, too. Grand Prix, Bonneville, Parisienne, only from Pontiac.
We build your hands around a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese.
It's the one and only taste, one and only taste for all the new cadets. The one and only taste, one and only taste for Mikey and Jeanette. It's the one and only quarter pounder from the one and only place. Nobody else can duplicate that one and only taste. At McDonald's, we do it all for one and only taste for you.
Well, they used to go all out on some of those jingles.
I'm
huh?
telling you, isn't it crazy?
Yeah. When was the last time you went to a jingle and they had like a whole? They had contracted an orchestra and horns and all that
please.
Stuff. And they didn't just save the budget by the guy doing it all on the keyboard.
Bro, the last time I saw that, I was a kid in my right. In the 80s. That's it. First of all, that one was 83. That's a big time jingle. Yeah. Big production, you know?
Yeah, those budgets kind of started to wane.
Oh.
Maybe late 80s, early 90s, those budgets started to get slick and be like, oh, I could do everything on keyboard, save the budget, and just
right.
pay a singer. Because the only thing you couldn't emulate was a singer. So you were doing really well into the 90s, I remember.
Right.
Even into the early 2000s, because they couldn't emulate singers.
Well, after 2000, after 9/11, it was done.
Yeah.
That was it. You know, but next up is a singer that you guys have never heard. His name is Michael James Murphy. Now, don't confuse it with Michael Martin Murphy, the guy that
right.
did
Wildfire.
Wildfire. Right. No. Now, this guy sounds a lot like Joey Scarberry. And it amazes me, the album, I think from the album Surrender, he later on went to do Christian music, but very yachty Christian
yeah.
music. The musicians on this are killer, flawless. In fact, John Patitucci is on a couple of tracks.
Yeah, and what year is this? Like 83, 84?
83.
Yeah, well, so that's early Patitucci.
Yeah, so this is yachty as hell. You're going to love this track. And we've got a couple of other acts on the show today that are not known names, but slamming productions. Well, we'll get to it. But here it is, Michael James Murphy with Love Is Here to Stay.
I'll be thankful to you. Hi, everybody. This is Dennis LaCourier of Dr. Hook. And Captain Eddie said he was going to play one of our songs. So come on, do it. Thank you, pal.
In love with a beautiful
This is the... Do you notice something about this song, Joe? It's an extended version.
And it sounds a lot like Rock the Boat.
Yeah.
Right? You hear that? Rock the boat, yeah. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat.
Oh, it's got the same groove.
Yeah.
So
Rock
funny.
The Boat, which James Jamerson, the famous Motown bass player, played on Rock the Boat.
Ah, there
should
you
play
go.
That. I wonder if it's Yacht Rock. It's probably. I mean, if that not, Dr. Hook tune is, why can't that be?
Well, technically, that's
Dr.
not
Dr. Hook
really,
one isn't either.
That one isn't. That one, Sexy Eyes is.
Ah, Sexy Eyes.
Yeah, but this one is not. But it's yachty, you know. But next up is interesting. Here's one of those guys that. I tell you, if you're going to make an album, this is how you do it. His name is David Roberts, and he probably had regional success, but I never heard of him. But, bro, the album is called All Dressed Up from 1982, and it's got the kitchen sink, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Personnel-wise, you mean?
Personnel-wise. Okay. Executive producer Jay Graydon, producer Greg Matheson. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And then, here we go, guitars, Steve Lukather, Jay Graydon, okay, Mike Porcaro, Greg Matheson keyboards, Michael Boddicker, David Foster, Jeff Porcaro on drums. It's just Bill Champlin on vocals. It's crazy, man. Wow. This is the way to do it. The horns, Jerry Hay, Jeremy Lubbock, you know, those
Chuck,
monster
Chuck
horn players. Right, you know. I love this.
Wow.
It's great. It's called Wrong Side of the Tracks. This is yachty as hell.
Though that group of guys were on a mad tear in that era.
Mad.
I mean, if you didn't have those guys on your album, there was no
right?
chance. You had like almost no chance. If you were in that style and you didn't have that the personnel you just rattled off, you had no chance.
But let me tell you, Joe, here's my take. If you go back to 82, this song just sounds... I don't know, bro. Even though I think it like something that was a little way ahead of its time. It was too hip, maybe.
Well, when you had Foster involved, that's what his MO was, shooting something, you know, ahead of its time, you know, something that everybody followed suit.
I guess.
Or tried to, anyway.
Yeah. Nonetheless, I mean, you listen to this now, and it's just superb.
All right, let's hear it.
Here it is. David Roberts, Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I will.
Hey, it's Yacht Rock. It's smooth, but we rock the yacht. It's not the same old. It's yachty as hell. Keep it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. It's the Yacht Rock Show with Eddie and Joe.
Anyone call Lewis?
Yes, but he hasn't come down yet.
This'll get him.
Now hear this, this is crispy, what a meal. It's the Colonel's extra crispy, what a meal. If you love extra crispy, you know it's a must. You've gotta get your chicken from the people you trust. Real goodness from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Great shape, Barbie.
Barbie, you're looking so great.
Here's new Great Shape Barbie doll.
Keep it going, Barbie.
Ooh, Barbie, meet leotards.
Love your leg warmers.
Round and round.
Great workout, Barbie.
Hurry, headband's in your bag.
Where are you off to?
Looking that great, it's gotta be a date.
New Great Shape Barbie doll comes with leg warmers, bag, and exercise book. New from Mattel.
There's one for the ladies, Joe.
Yeah, that's
great,
true. Lovely.
Great Shape Barbie.
Young women remember that from back in the day. What year was that commercial? Like 82?
84.
Oh, 84. All right. Yeah. It's funny how those commercials would have probably been back-to-back back in the day. You'd get that Kentucky Fried Chicken, which they can't use the word fried anymore. You know, that's a no-no. That's why they're KFC now, because that word fried, you see that, and people run for the hills, or at least they think that.
Right.
Marketing-wise, and then they probably would be back-to-back with that Barbie commercial and their conflicting messages. You know, one is eat fried chicken, nice crunchy fried chicken, and then
right. We
body-shame the little girls by making sure that Barbie is, in-shape Barbie. What was the name of the Barbie? In-shape Barbie?
Great Shape.
Great Shape Barbie.
It's funny.
The body-shaming started long before 1984.
Oh, God. Right. So, here we are. So now we're going to do a classic. This is really cool. This is the Atlanta Rhythm Section with So Into You.
Yeah, hoping you get into me. I am
to you. I can't get to nothing else. I'm so into you, baby. I can't get to nothing else. No, no, no. Come on, baby.
That other hit, Imaginary Lover. Remember that? Oh, it's that time. We drop the anchor once again. This was sent in by Maísa Carvalho from Brazil. Hi, Maísa. How are ya? So this is Joe. This is Hola, Maísa. This, I hope I'm saying it right. Right?
But, seems like that would be it.
I guess. So this is Ambrosia, Joe, from 82. How can you love me?
Written by David Pack.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sung, obviously sung by him, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know this song, Joe?
I don't know the song. I'm trying to listen to see what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
See what components are there. If it floats the boat or not. See, now, you know what's throwing me?
Uh-huh.
I'm not a fan of the Hammond organ thing going on. That's sounding a little like Boston to me. Like Boston or not Blue Oyster Cult. What's that group? Kansas or Boston sounding.
Really?
Like, carry on my wayward son. You know that?
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course.
I'm hearing that because of that Hammond, that organ thing. And it's kind of driving, too. So I'm hearing more rock than yacht.
Right. But don't forget the rock and yacht.
Oh, there's rock and yacht, I know.
Right, don't forget
that. That's right. I'm leaving the final yeah. up to you, you know. But I'm my two cents are... You know, when I hear that Hammond and that weird arpeggiated guitar is a little too sweet and nice.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, that's not the worst component, but I think that Hammond organ kind of throws it overboard for me. To use a yacht rock metaphor, it throws it overboard.
Right.
You know, I'm hearing like, aren't you hearing more of the like Kansas style rock? There?
A little bit.
I'm really hearing, I mean, I guess it's just the Hammond organ giving me the Wayward Son. I'm hearing like Carry, it could have been on the same album with Carry On My Wayward Son.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know, if not for the David Pax vocal, you know.
Right.
Which you know it's not when, you know, when you hear that.
Okay. A nice solo there. That'll definitely help it.
Those arpeggiated guitar things there.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
They're good, but
it's 82. It's got just enough, Joe. It's not essential, without a doubt. It's not essential. I give you that. But it's got a lot of nice breaks.
Yeah, I really don't hear. I'm not hearing the typical. I mean, maybe we're getting a little too jaded with the components being more jazz and R&B. Maybe we're
right.
Again, we are, like you always say, don't forget the yacht, the rock and yacht. And this
That's
might
right.
be leading towards that side. Again, another one of the branches
yeah.
on the tree that
That's
I always talk
right.
about. So yeah, maybe
go.
It is more the more yacht rock than yacht.
I think you're right.
But I'm here, just another branch on the tree.
I think you're right. And I think it has just enough
to make it.
Just enough to make it. I'll give it 3.5. It gets it on the boat. 3.5 anchors. Thank you, Maisa, for sending that in. It's a great song. I never knew that song. Never heard it.
From that album. Anything else from that album that you know?
Honestly, that's from 82. That's not from their. That's not from their. The first one that had How Much I Feel.
Right.
In fact, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think that album had any singles. Yeah.
Yeah, probably not. Even you're guilty of like not following them after that heyday, you know?
Yeah, no, that 82, no,
yeah,
by then.
It wasn't on your radar then.
It was not. It was not. You know?
Okay.
Again, folks, send them to theyachtrockshow@gmail.com and we'll drop the anchor and see if it floats the boat. And here we go. What's next? Next up. Oh, here we go. Here's a surprise.
Yeah,
here's something. Remember we were talking about Finnis Henderson?
Oh, sure.
Well, he's got another. This was released as a single. I don't know if it did anything, but the song is slamming. And again, it's like David Roberts. He's got the kitchen sink. You know.
And most of the same personnel. I mean, that's why I said. They're like you hear. Bill Champlin is on this album. Even Richard Page and Steve George from Pages, which I know you got a Pages track to play tonight too. You said
right, right.
Yeah, I mean, who's who? I mean, drums, Carlos Vega, Jeff Porcaro, or John Robinson.
Oh,
I would take
man.
Any one of those guys. I would not be disappointed if you said it's either Carlos Vega, Jeff Porcaro, or the late Carlos Vega, Jeff Porcaro, or John Robinson. I mean, who and the late Jeff Porcaro. John Robinson's the only one still alive. A bass, you got Abe Laboriel, Nathan Easton's Neil Steubenhaus. Again, any
right.
one of those three guys. And any combination of those rhythm sections would be magic.
Magic.
Umberto Gatica, engineer, unbelievable.
Sure.
Jerry Hay, horn guys. Guitar players, you got Lukather, you got Paul Jackson Jr. and Michael Landau among the group of guitar players there.
Incredible.
Michael Boddicker, like you mentioned before.
Right.
Steve Porcaro, synthesizer programming, Steve Tavaglione on the track we're going to hear, actually. It's Steve Tavaglione as the saxophone solo.
Oh, okay.
All right, so this is from that famous Henderson album that we like Blame It on the Night comes from that one, which I love.
That's right.
And this is what? This is Making Love, right?
That's right. Here it is, folks. Finnis Henderson.
Making love, love. Hey, everybody, this is Richard Page, former lead singer of Pages. I'm here with your host, Eddie Ganz. It's all about the smooth, keeping it right here on the Yacht Rock Show. From our debut album, it's If I Saw You Again.
Hey, this is Steve Lukather.
Steve Picaro.
Joseph Williams.
We are Toto.
Here's another classic track from Toto. I'm sure you're going to remember it.
Can't lie anymore.
Hi, everybody. This is Frank Stallone. I'm here with your captain, Eddie Gantz. He's keeping it real and smooth right here on the Yacht Rock Show. Next up, Waking Up.
You saved me from my world. You saved me from my world.
Who knew? Who knew? Frank Stallone, baby.
Yeah, you've been sitting on that for a couple weeks. I remember we heard that a bunch of times in the car, and I'm like, yeah, you got to get that on. That's pretty yachty.
Yeah, man. I discovered a lot of yachty gems from Frank. Amazing.
You know, that's his solo album? I thought it was the Stayin' Alive soundtrack, but it's a different album.
Right. There's a couple of on from that Stayin' Alive album that are slamming. Really good. We're going to dive into that soon. But for now, folks, it's come the time to say, I'm so glad we had this time together. Joey.
Good night, everybody. We're going to leave you with one more tune. I'm sorry, I actually yawned. I was trying not to get that yawn on on air, but
you caught me.
Trust
me.
We went a little over. We're over an hour now.
Yeah, this is Nicolette Larson with the extended. This is the Jim Burgess extended remix that was only promotional back in the day.
Didn't we play that like 2 weeks ago?
This?
But you opened with it like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We have different
versions.
So
now if you missed it from the beginning, now you can hear it in the end.
No. Remember, Joe, we played different versions of this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. So that's it, folks. And we'll catch you guys on the next Yacht Rock Show.
Good night.
Bye.